Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Madras High Court upholds the single-judge order allowing lighting of lamps on Deepathoon in Thiruparan Kundaram Temple, Tamil Nadu. Another Hindu man killed by attackers in Bangladesh's Narsingadi city. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today releases 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's five classical languages. CBSE launches psychosocial counselling support for class 10th and 12th students to address examination-related stress. Dense fog disrupts train services in several parts of the country. 70 Delhi-bound trains running late due to low visibility. And in Malaysia, open badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to the men's singles second round in Kuala Lumpur today. And now the news in detail. The Madras High Court's Madurai Division bench today upheld a single judge's order allowing lighting of a lamp claimed as Deepathoon on the Thiruparan Kundaram Hill. A division bench of Justices G. Jayachandran and K. K. Ramakrishnan delivered the judgment, making it clear that the spot on which the stone pillar Deepathoon is located belongs to the Lord Subramanya Swami Temple. The bench said the lamp may be lit and the number of persons permitted can be fixed, subject to consultation with the Archaeological Survey of India. Advocate and petitioner for Hindu Munani Niranjan S. Kumar said the division bench has stated that the lighting of the lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparan Kundaram Hill.
The Honourable Division Bench has said that the lighting of lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparan Kundaram Hill. And they have said the HRNC authorities and the temple administration are duty bound to light the lamp. That is what the Honourable Division Bench has held in the first line. And then they have also said that the lighting of lamp should be done by the Devasthanam or the temple authorities alone and no public should be allowed.
The Madurai bench of the Madras High Court had earlier directed that the lamp be lit at the hilltop temple. A 40-year-old Hindu man, owner of a grocery shop, has been murdered after unidentified attackers struck him with a sharp weapon in Bangladesh's Narsingadi city. The murder of grocery trader Moni Chakrabarti in Narsingadi district has increased fear and anger across Bangladesh. His death comes amid a worrying series of killings of people belonging to Hindu community in recent weeks. Moni's killing is the fourth such case in a short time, raising serious concerns about public safety, minority protection and law and order situation in Bangladesh. According to the Bangladesh police, Moni Chakrabarti was attacked and killed at Charshindur Bazar in Palash Upzilla at 11 p.m. yesterday. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's five classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada and Odia. The books have been published by the Central Institute of Indian Languages. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said India's languages connect and unite the nation's society. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that all Indian languages are national languages. The minister also highlighted that last year, the government recognized five more Indian languages as classical languages due to their ancient origins. These are Marathi, Telugu, Bengali, Assamese, Pali and Prakrit.
Last year, the government has granted classical language status to five more languages, Marathi, Bengali, Assamese, and two ancient languages, Pali and Prakrit. With this, a total of 11 languages have received this recognition. Additionally, two decisions have been taken. A plan has been prepared for their implementation, and two departments from different streams are carrying out the implementation.
The Election Commission has directed the Director General of Police, DGP of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report by 5 p.m. today regarding the alleged attack on poll observer C. Murugan on the 30th of last month. The incident happened when Mr. Murugan, serving as the electoral roll observer for South 24 Parganas district, was on a field visit to oversee the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protests and obstructions at Magrahat. The Election Commission's directive followed its examination of Murugan's report, which highlighted serious lapses in providing adequate security arrangements by police despite advance intimation to local officials about the observer's visit. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today, following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on the 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to the 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between 6th of January to 27th of February. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on 6th of March. He said that all the enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has asserted that Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act 2025 is poised to be a landmark in the country's rural development landscape and it will form the foundation of a developed India. Addressing a special press conference after the first cabinet meeting of 2026 in Lok Bhavan, Lucknow, Yogi Adityanath hailed the decision of the central government and said that it is a significant act passed to ensure a transparent process, create employment opportunities, provide guarantees and build permanent assets in rural areas, thereby increasing rural infrastructure. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today launched a psycho-social counselling support for students to address examination-related stress. The first phase of free psychosocial counselling services for examinees of class 10th and 12th will continue till the 1st of June this year. This initiative is aimed at addressing examination-related stress and emotional well-being, enabling students to approach their forthcoming exams, scheduled to begin from the 17th of February, with confidence, balance and mental clarity. Students can dial the toll-free number 1-800-118-004. And access round-the-clock support in Hindi and English through the interactive voice response system. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad has said that artificial intelligence is bringing major transformation in human life. Mr. Prasad was addressing the Regional AI Impact Conference 2026 at JECC in Jaipur today. He said, AI is now being widely used across all sectors, leading to enhanced capacity building. He said the centre has allocated a budget of more than 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. He said the mission is focused on promoting the use of AI to bring comprehensive changes in the fields of healthcare, agriculture and education.
Now each and every person have mobile phone in every village. In the same way, artificial intelligence has entered our lives at such a rapid pace that one cannot even imagine it. This will increase productivity and generate employment. Under the AI India mission, an investment of 10,000 crore rupees has been made, under which agriculture, health, education, environment and climate change will be given priority.
Punjab police has detained a 14-year-old juvenile in the border district of Pathankot for sharing videos and photographs of Jammu-based sensitive defence installations with Pakistan-based handlers, including army officers and ISI agents. The minor was in contact with them for the last over 1 year through an online chat room. Talking to Akashvani correspondent, Senior Superintendent of Police of Pathankot, Diljinder Singh Dhillon disclosed that they were having a tip-off about his activities and apprehended him while he was in Pathankot to collect some sensitive information. Mr. Dhillon said, Punjab Police, in coordination with the central agencies, is trying to find out the involvement of some other youngsters also who are living in Punjab, Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. Three people, including a couple and their 10-year-old daughter, lost their lives in a fire incident at a building in DMRC quarters in Delhi's Adarsh Nagar. Fire department said they received a call regarding the fire at 2:39 a.m. on the fifth floor of the building. Five fire tenders reached the spot and doused the fire at 3:30 a.m. The Delhi High Court today sought response of the Central Bureau of Investigation on a plea by RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, challenging an order framing charges against him in the alleged Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation scam case. Justice Swarnakanta Sharma issued notice to CBI and listed the matter for further hearing on the 14th of this month. In October last year, the trial court had framed charges against the accused Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and 11 others in the case for the alleged offences of cheating and criminal conspiracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the successful commissioning of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited's residue upgradation facility at the Visakh refinery in Andhra Pradesh. Sharing a social media post of Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, the Prime Minister said the state-of-the-art facility adds momentum to the nation's efforts to boost energy independence, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in several parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility conditions. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of their trains before reaching the station to avoid inconvenience and delays. Meanwhile, IMD has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Madhya Pradesh and Bihar today. The Met Department has said that similar conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Rajasthan, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has also forecast ground frost conditions at isolated places over Uttarakhand today. The weather agency has predicted squally weather along and off Sri Lanka coast over parts of Bay of Bengal, Gulf of Mannar and adjoining areas, some parts of Comorin area today. Ukraine's allies are meeting in Paris today for key talks that could help determine the country's security after a potential ceasefire with Russia. However, prospects for progress are uncertain, with the Trump administration's focus shifting to Venezuela. Before the U.S. capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, French President Emmanuel Macron had expressed optimism about the latest gathering of the so-called Coalition of the Willing Nations. According to Mr. Macron's office, meeting will be attended by 35 participants, including 27 heads of state and government. The U.S. will be represented by President Donald Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. On to sports. Indian ace shuttler Lakshya Sen has made a fine start to the new season, advancing to the men's singles second round with tough win over Jia Heng's Jason Tay of Singapore at the Malaysia Open Super 750 badminton tournament in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Lakshya defeated Tay 21-16, 15-21, 21-14 in a thrilling opener. Meanwhile, in women's singles, Malvika Bansoor suffered a 11-21-11-21 loss to 7th seed Ratchanok Intanon of Thailand in the opening round. Later in the day, Ayush Shetty will be up against Malaysia's Lee Zijia. Men's doubles pair of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsakuranun will take on Japan's Hiroki Midorikawa and Kyohei Yamashita in their opening round match. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading lower in afternoon session today. The Sensex fell 464 points to 84,976, while the Nifty shed 94 points to 26,157 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Madras High Court upholds the single-judge order allowing lighting of lamps on Deepathoon in Thiruparan Kundaram Temple, Tamil Nadu. Another Hindu man killed by attackers in Bangladesh's Narsingadi city. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today releases 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's 5 classical languages. CBSE launches psychosocial counselling support for class 10th and 12th students to address examination-related stress. Dense fog disrupts train services in several parts of the country. 70 Delhi-bound trains running late due to low visibility. And in Malaysia Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to the men's singles second round in Kuala Lumpur today. And with that, we end the midday news.